Well, CDC is the one that put out the notice that people do not harvest product or sell it or consume it. They even have instructions as to consumers should sanitize their refrigerators.
Well, if I'm reading this right and I'm getting my dates right, it looks like that there's no way Florida could be in it because the last report of an illness was the end of October, and I think it was Canada or somewhere in the Northwest, and there's been no on this side of the country. They didn't start cutting until the 7th of November.
At the moment, the dates reported by CDC for illness start on October the 8th and ended on October the 31st. My understanding is that they will have other cases that are not confirmed as yet. However, Florida did not start harvesting or packing. The earliest date I had was November 8th. Many people didn't start until the 10th. Many people have still not started harvesting. And Florida production is entirely different. First of all, Florida had no product on the market. Secondly, Florida does not use any surface water to irrigate or to spray onto their romaine crop. The romaine in the Everglades agricultural area is irrigated up through the soil by the raising of a water table by seepage irrigation, so there's no exposure. Thirdly, there are no CAFOs or concentrated animal feeding operations in the area. We are very blessed not to have close by cattle operations. Now, I'm very supportive of the cattle industry, but they can't control the fact that cows can excrete this E. coli 015787. Now, it's a very serious, serious illness. If you look at the CDC press release, it indicates that 51% of the cases that have been confirmed have been hospitalized. So it's nothing that you want to be flippant about. It's a very serious illness. However, Florida had no romaine on the market. It was not being harvested. And we would like to know from FDA and from CDC, did they take this into consideration when they put out a blanket press release? Now, Florida product should be labeled as Florida product. I know the industry is working to ensure that and to ensure that there's appropriate product trace back, because public health is our number one interest. But certainly number two and of equal interest is wanting to ensure that no one has product destroyed unnecessarily and that they are not kept off of the market for something that they did not contribute to. At the moment, we do not know anything else other than the press release that CDC put out on yesterday.
Is it historic that the CDC will follow up and try to get this news at least more accurate, or is this just kind of a blanket the way it's always done? Do you have any idea on that, or how does this normally play out? I mean, obviously, these guys are at the peak of their season and harvest right now here in Florida.
Let me choose my words carefully. I hearken back to the 2008 horrible debacle with salmonella, where tomatoes were accused of being the cause of the major outbreak. People were told not to consume tomatoes. Look at the millions of dollars of damage. And not one case of foodborne illness was prevented because it was not tomatoes that were the cause. It was the Mexican peppers. And, you know, that went on for weeks and weeks and months. And some to this day will not admit that this was an error. I think it is prudent that CDC and FDA make sure that they know where the product is from. But to have the blanket recommendation that people do not consume romaine in any way and to keep romaine off the market that is just now being harvested for the very first time, that's not understood. Hopefully we can work rapidly with CDC and FDA to ensure that appropriately documented product that did not come from any area that could have been harvested during that time can be reintroduced into the market. At the moment, we have no guarantee that this can go forward.
Dr. Roberts, you're long known as a food safety expert for the Department of Agriculture many years. You've been a consultant to the industry since then for several years, a woman of the year in agriculture. I mean, you know, a long time knowledge of all these issues. And even with our special, you know, setup and growing that you've just described, from a scientific viewpoint, even with that, Florida growers have open doors to regulators and FDA people at any time, any day, 24/7. And you might just comment on that. I mean, how much of a microscope our industry is in our state on this kind of produce.
First of all, I'm very pleased with the cooperation of the industry and ensuring that FDA officials get down to the fields in Florida to see how product is grown and how it's irrigated, not only in the EAA, but all over the state, whether it be vegetables, any kind, tomatoes, citrus, lettuce, and leafy greens, and the romaine. I personally organized several tours within the last 4 or 5 years for FDA officials. I know FFDA had officials down this last year, specifically within the field, seeing how they were irrigated and how lettuce and leafy greens were produced in the state of Florida. So I'm so pleased that the industry has been willing to open their door, be very open, be very transparent, and to ensure that the regulators knew how we were doing things proactively to protect public health. I'm just very hopeful that this will be taken into consideration as we document the differences and as we document that we were not harvesting and having anything on the market during this outbreak period. I just thought of one thing that I didn't mention to you that's kind of important to some of the other states that you cover.
Okay.
Most people don't realize how much romaine is being grown in hydroponics. And North Carolina's got a lot of production. Michigan has a huge amount of production. And that's also been thrown under the bus.
Wow, that's an incredible point. You bet we'll get coverage on that.
One thing that I'm trying to stress to FDA, too, is the Ag Marketing Service has all this information regarding the production of romaine and lettuce and leafy greens across the different states. And that clearly shows, you know, when states are in production and not in production.